Shalom uvracha. This week's parasha is Parasha Shemos. Baruch shachianu v'ki manu v'kianu v'zman hazah. Parasha Shemos begins in the Shibun Mitzrayim, the descent of the Israelites into the oppression, the servitude of Egypt. Prakim Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. And a little bit of Vav occur in Parasha Shemos on Pasuk of Perek Vav. We have the Shibud Mitzrayim, the servitude that ultimately ends in infanticide. We have the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, his runaway to Midian. We have the appearance of God by the snare, commanding Moshe to go back. Moshe goes back. He has power to free the Jews. The work gets harder. Moshe turns to Hashem and says, "Why did you send me?" That is the Parsha overview in just a few quick seconds. So the Pasuk tells us that after the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, during this time of tremendous servitude, of course, he's put into the bulrushes in a little basket in the reeds of the Nilus River. Bas Paro finds him. Miriam is standing there. They get a wet nurse from the Hebrews, who, of course, is his mother. And after he is weaned, he is brought to Bas Paro, and she raises him like a son. And then the first thing we know about Moshe, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yod Aleph, once he grows up, he's not a little child anymore. Vayhi b'yami mahem, vayigdal Moshe, vayetze alecha, vayar b'sivlosem, vayar ish mitzri makish ivri me'achav. The first active thing we know about Moshe is, and was in those days, and Moshe grew up. Vayetze alecha, he went out to his brothers, vayar b'sivlosem, he saw in their affliction. Vayar ish mitzri makish ivri me'achav, and he sees an Egyptian who is hitting a Hebrew from his brothers. He looks this way and that way, he sees there's no man. He strikes the Egyptian, he hides him in the sand. I want to quote Medrash Shemos Rabbah, not Bereishis Rabbah, Medrash Shemos Rabbah. Very interesting Medrash. What does it mean? Vayigda Moshe, vayetzelecha vayar besivlosam, perek beis pasuk gid aleph. So listen to this Medrash. Medrash Shemos Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Simen Chaf Ches. Vayar besivlosam, he observed or he saw their burden. Ra'ah she'en leham menucha. Moshe saw they did not have any rest. Halach v'amar l'paro, he went and he said to Paro, Mishi yesh lo eved, im eno noach yom echad b'shuvu humis. Paro, remember, Paro would listen to Moshe. Moshe was growing up in the palace. He was the son of the daughter of the king, the daughter of the Pharaoh. He was being groomed for rulership. So he goes to Paro and he says, listen, Mishi yesh lo eved, someone who was a servant, im eno noach yom echad, if that servant does not have a day of rest, b'shavua, in the week, humis, he will die. So Moshe is giving Paro advice. He says to mighty Pharaoh, you have all these servants. If they don't have one day a week of rest, they will surely die. So Moshe said, just like someone who is a servant needs a day of rest or he will die, you have all of these servants. If you do not give them a day of rest during the week, they will all die. Amar lo, leich v'aselahen k'moshe tomar. Paro said to Moshe, go and do to them what you said. Halach Moshe v'tike nohem es yom ha-shabbos lenuach. Moshe went, Paro said, I give you permission, go do as you said. Moshe selected which day as the day of rest for the Israelites? The day of Shabbos. And therefore, vayar b'suvlosam is understand, Moshe looked out for something, the Eitz Yosef explains, that would enable the Israelites to withstand their burden. Vayar, he looked for a tool, b'suvlosam, that would give them the wherewithal to withstand the burden. And what did Moshe do? He looked like he was giving Paro advice. Paro, your slaves are so important for your economy. Your slaves are so important for the building up of Egypt, for the agriculture, for the pyramids, for the slave labor, for the economy. They need a day of rest. So Pharaoh said, oh, okay, fine. Give him a day of rest like you said. What did Moshe do? Halach Moshe v'tikin ha-mishyam ha-shabbos anuach. Moshe went and he established the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a day for them to rest. So he looked like he was helping Paro, but of course, he was helping the Bnei Yisrael. Very, very beautiful. It's Medrash Shemos Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Simen Chaf Ches. Okay, that's what the Medrash says. So the Israelites, until a certain point, had the day of Shabbos off. And Paro thought that it was good for them, and it was good for him. Later in the Parsha, in Perek Hey, Moshe comes and he says, you know, Elokei Avim Nikra Eleinu, Nechana Derech Shoshes Yamin, Bamidbar V'nizbechal Hashem Apinu. Moshe and Aaron appear before Pharaoh, and they say, we have news for you, mighty Pharaoh. The God of the Hebrews appeared to us. We're going to have a Yantuf in the desert. Perek Hey, Pasuk Dalet. The king of Egypt says, Moshe and Aaron, why are you disturbing the nation from their work? Go to your own burdens. Ayomer Paro, and Paro said, Perikei Pasukei, Hein Rabim Ata Amarz. Behold, the people of the land are numerous. Vihishbatim Osam Misivlosam. Do you want them to cease from their work? Vaitzav Paro Bayamahu Esanokshim Ba'am, the Eshot of Lemar. And on that day, Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters and the guards, saying, Lo to Sifun la taste Tevin la'am, Lil Bon Halavanim. No more straw for the people to meet their daily quota of bricks, Kitmal Shosham, like yesterday and the day before. Hey, Miochul, the Kosher Shulam Tevin. They have to go, they have to gather their own straw, and the quota of bricks shall not diminish. Parakei pasuk chas ki nirpim hem. They are lazy. They are lax. Al kein hem so akim leimur nechon nizbechalokin. They're coming to me and they're screaming. We want to go and have this yantif. Tichbar ha'avoda al anashim. Increase the work upon the people. V'yasuba, they must do the work. Al yishu b'divei shekar. Let them not listen to these words of falsehood. Nirpim hem. Nirpim. They are lazy. They are lax. And he says to Moshe and Aaron, you go the chulis of losechem. Stop convincing the people of your words of falsehood. I now want to quote Medrash Shmos Rabbah on these psukim in the beginning of Perek Hey. Al kein heim tzo akim. Therefore they are screaming, saying, we want to go have a yontif. And Paro says, tichbat ha'avoda al anashim. Increase the work upon the people. I'm now quoting Medrash Shmos Rabbah, Parsha Heisim and Yud Ches. Listen to this. Mela meit shehayu biyadam migilos, shehayu mishta'ashim b'ha mishabas l'shabas. Al Yishu b'divrei sheker, the Medrash uses a play on words, as Mishta Ashin. They had in their hands scrolls, Megillos, in which they would delight, Sha'ashu Ai. They would, Al Yishu b'divrei sheker, Yishu Sha'ashu Ai, Yeled Sha'ashuim. Milami Shayu b'yadam Megillos, Shayu Mishta Ashin, b'mishabas l'shabas. They had Megillos, scrolls, in their hands, which were they would delight. From Shabbos to Shabbos. What was in these scrolls that they had? Amazing. The Medrash is following the opinion of the Gemara that the Torah was handed down scroll by scroll, each episode being written as an independent scroll at the time it occurred. And therefore the Maharzu writes, these Megillos that they had contained the stories and prophecies recorded in Sefer Bereishis. And what would they do with these scrolls? They would sit on Shabbos, which was their day off, we learned in the earlier Medrash, and they would delight in these scrolls. Lo marsha Kosh Baruch Hu golan, and they would read that a Kosh Baruch Hu would redeem them. That's the last thing Yosef said. Pakarev kolach kimischem. I promise you, Vayashba Yosef as a chavlemer. Yosef made his brothers take an oath, and he said to them, Pakarev kolach kimischem. Valisa masatzmo sai mizeh. They learned that Hashem said to Avram, to your children, I will give this land. They learned that Canaan would be yours. They learned the Gula would come. So when they were in the middle of Shubba B'tzrayim, they would delight in these scrolls every Shabbos. Lo marsha Kosh Baruch Hu golan, and they would learn from these scrolls that a Kosh Baruch would redeem them, lefisha hayu nochin b'Shabbos, because they rested from their work on Shabbos. Oh, how do we know that they rested from their work on Shabbos? Because the Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Simon Chaf Chas, teaches us that Moshe convinced Paro that the slaves need a day of rest. What happens now? Amar lehen Paro. Paro says, tich bar ha'avoda al anashim, increase the work upon the men. V'yasubo, they must do the work. V'al yishu, no more delighting in their scrolls. No more delighting in these stories of redemption. Al yu mishta'ashin v'al yu nefishin b'yom ha'Shabbos. Let them no longer delight in words of falsity, i.e. their Torah. And let them no longer rest on the Sabbath day. Eitz Yosef explains the only way to prevent the Israelites from reading this literature, these Megillos, this literature of hope, was to take away the only free time they had. From now on, they would have to produce bricks on Shabbos as well. So we see what gave them so much hope in the time of Shiva Mitzrayim was the gift of Shabbos. It was a day of not only physical rest, but we see it was a day of rest for their neshamas. It was a day of rest for their souls. They rejuvenated themselves by delving into words of Torah. And it gave them tremendous hope to know that the Geula would come. We learn from here something. And Paro understood this, because Paro took it away from them. It wasn't just increase the bricks. It wasn't just increase the quota. The Medrash was saying that Paro was saying no more Shabbos, no more rest. They will not have physical rest, but even more than that, they will not have spiritual rest. Of course, he was very wrong. Like all our enemies through time, they tried to take away Shabbos. Like Rav Soloveitchik says, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, we have survived 2,000 years without the Beit HaMikdash. We would not have survived 1 week without Shabbos. And it's a chizuk for us in our times. Since Simchas Torah, Tavshim Pei Dalet, we are going through a very difficult time as a nation, as a land, as a Medina, Eretz Yisrael, Jews all over the world. We have to remember that Shabbos is the key to our not only Menuchas HaGuf, but even more so Menuchas HaNefesh. And when we delve into the words of the Torah Kedosha, sometimes during the week we're so busy running and doing, we may not have time to properly delve into Torah. But Shabbos is not just a day for physical rest. Shabbos is a day when we should take our Megillos, Baruch Hashem, our Torah Kedosha, Torah Shavuktav, Torah Shabbat Peh. We sit around the Shabbos table, we attend a shir, we share Devei Torah. We are Mechazik ourselves, and we are Mechazik each other. What did they do? They delighted in their scrolls from Shabbos to Shabbos. Lo Mashal Kosh Baruch Hu Go'olan. And they were assured. They learned in the Torah and these scrolls that they had that Kosh Baruch Hu would surely redeem them. And we should always use the opportunity of Shabbos to connect not only with each other, but to connect with the Kosh Baruch Hu, to strengthen ourselves, to be mechazik, to remember that just like the Gula did come for them, Be'ezrat Hashem, we should use Shabbos to strengthen ourselves, to remind ourselves that Bekarav, Bekarav Mamash, the Gula will come for us too. We will come to a time, it is Yom Shekula Shabbos Umnucha, Lachaye Ha'olamim. I wish everybody a beautiful Be'ezrat Hashem Shabbat Shalom, a wonderful rest of your day, and only besuras tovos for us and for all of Klal Yisrael b'chol makom she'em. Kol tov and thank you to all.